2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, for those of you who don't recognize that lead-in music, of which I didn't either, my engineer, Dan, informs me that that was Luigi in that board game, you know, all these things, Mario and Luigi, back, when was that, in the 80s or 90s? But anyway, that particular song, or if you wanted to call it a song, or that music, is Luigi in Peril. Now, why did I pick that music? I'll explain. Yesterday, I was chatting with my little female friend in Indiana when I got a call from Steve Elkins asking me to co-host with him on John's show yesterday. Now, what Steve unknowingly interrupted was a conversation that her and I were having regarding a Facebook post that she had just recently showed up on her Facebook page. And it was Dan Bongino. Now, for those of you who don't know who Dan is a former Secret Service agent who actually was security for Bill and Hillary Clinton. He's a former Secret Service agent who ran for the Florida 19th District congressional seat in the last election. Well, he had sent a post pleading for all of his Facebook friends to watch his podcast last night regarding the Mueller-Russian collusion smokescreen being foisted upon us by the media and the underlying reason for it. Now, I have to tell you, I was not able to locate his podcast, but in the short message that I did hear from him, which is only a few minutes long, it prompted me to start doing some digging on what little I got from that message. And it seems Dan Bongino and Sean Hannity and Bill Still and Gary Franchi and others that I found are reporting that, allegedly, what may be on the horizon could turn out to be the greatest scandal in American history. And if they are right, and if Dan Bongino is right about us having a bit more patience with Jeff Sessions, we may just see over the coming, not months, but weeks, many of the deep state dominoes start to fall. Now, will it happen? Well, we can only hope. But I did locate a couple of clips regarding the issue, of which I'm going to share and air with you in their entirety. I'm going to comment on them, and then I'm going to let you draw your own conclusions. Now, we'll get to that shortly, but I also wish to add that later in the program, I'm going to share with you 40 questions about the alleged Holocaust, which I've been talking about this week, of which cause even greater concern for cognitive thinking individuals as to whether the event happened at all. Now, I'm still researching this, and I promise you folks, there will be many more nuggets to come as I keep digging. Now, once again, I have to give a shout out to Carol Asher in Idaho for providing me this information. So that said, let's get started here. Now, the first clip is an overview of the situation posted on RBN's website and aired by Gary Franchi of the Next News Network. So with that, Dan, go ahead and play that clip if you would.
This is a breaking news alert.
John McCain busted. Yes, he's been officially outed as the Fusion GPS secret operative used to take out President Trump. VSaxena for the Conservative Tribune reports that in a stunning op-ed published by Fusion GPS founders Glenn Simpson and Peter Fritsch, they admit that the MI6 spy Christopher Steele, who compiled their since-discredited dossier on President Trump, shared the phony document with the Arizona Senator John McCain. Here is Fox News' Catherine Herridge with more.
My mission was essentially to be a go-between and a messenger to tell the senator that such a dossier existed.
Fox News spoke to Sir Andrew Wood at the Halifax International Security Forum in Canada. As Britain's ambassador to Moscow from 1995 to 2000, Wood witnessed the end of Russian President Boris Yeltsin and the rise of Vladimir Putin. Just after the election in November 2016, Senator John McCain spoke at the same security conference. Woods says he was instructed by former British spy Christopher Steele to reach out to the senior Republican about the unverified Trump dossier.
Senator John McCain, a fine man.
Wood insists he never read the dossier that his good friend and longtime colleague prepared. It was commissioned by opposition research firm Fusion GPS and funded by the DNC and Clinton campaign.
August, he came to me to tell me what was in it and why it was important. He made it very clear that this was raw intelligence, but it needed putting in a proper context before we could judge it fully.
July and August are critical months in the Clinton email and Russia investigations. In July, then-FBI Director James Comey recommended against prosecution for Clinton's mishandling of classified information.
We are expressing to justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
And the same month, the FBI opened the Russia probe. In August, Woods says Steele briefed him on the dossier.
He'd already been in contact with the FBI, and he said there was corroborating evidence in the United States, from which I assumed he was working with an American company.
British court records obtained by Fox News show Steele was directed by Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson to push the research to five American media outlets.
I've never heard of Mr. Simpson. I have heard of Fusion as the name of the people that Chris was referring to when he referred to working with some people with a team in the United States.
Now it is official. You know, we suspected this fact, but the guilty Trump haters, well, they've now finally admitted it days after the publication of Simpson and Finch's column in the New York Times that revealed McCain is believed to have then, after receiving the dossier, met with James Comey. Oh, wow. Yes, he met with James Comey, the FBI director at the time, to discuss the dossier. They write here that Comey's FBI then reportedly used the dossier as part of the justification to win approval to secretly monitor a Trump associate, according to U.S. officials briefed on the investigation, as was cited in a CNN report from earlier this year. Now, follow this. Okay. First, Fusion GPS compiles the fake dossier. Then the researcher, Christopher Steele, shares the dossier with John McCain. Now, let me just back up real quick. Fusion GPS compiling the fake dossier at the behest of Hillary Clinton and the DNC. Okay? Then Christopher Steele shares the dossier with John McCain. John McCain then shares the dossier with James Comey. James Comey's FBI launches investigations against President Trump's campaign. Okay, this is now official, on the record. This new revelation from the founders of Fusion GPS, this revelation from them places McCain in a very, very precarious light. The question now everybody is asking, what on earth tempted him to share this phony dossier with the FBI? Did he simply not realize that the contents of the dossier were fake? Or was he so motivated by anti-Trump hatred that he just didn't care? Now, I would probably go with the latter. You know, John McCain, he had his own presidential aspirations. Donald Trump jabbed him on the campaign trail as well and didn't like that very much. But maybe this was all his part of his revenge to get back at President Trump. But the bottom line is here, it is now official, Fusion GPS blowing it. Blowing the cover of John McCain as the secret operative working to undermine President Trump with the Fusion GPS document. Unbelievable. So comment below with your thoughts. If you're new to the channel, subscribe.
All right, thanks, Dan. I appreciate you. Let's go ahead and
to get email
cut that
notifications.
Clip off.
We want to keep you informed on this topic.
Dan, hello, Dan. Yeah, let's cut it off. Okay, so from what I ascertained from that, on the record, now on the record. Okay, I'm going to get this straight. Fusion GPS compiles a fake dossier of which millions of dollars from Hillary Clinton and the DNC was spent on at the behest of Hillary Clinton. Then, the researcher Christopher Steele shares the phony dossier with John McCain. John McCain then shares it with James Comey. Now, Comey launches an investigation against the Trump campaign by obtaining a FISA warrant with fraudulent information paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. Now, Devin Nunes, the head of an investigative congressional committee, orders the FBI, and this is last August, to turn over all relevant documents regarding the matter to the committee. That was back in August of 2016. The FBI has been stonewalling Nunes since last August and has, to date, refused to turn over the relevant documents. Nunes then gave a deadline to the FBI of, guess what, 1/11/2018, which was yesterday, to turn documents over, or he's going to start jailing members participating in the stonewalling. Now, folks, this is starting to boil over. And in the coming weeks, if these people are right, we may just see the heads of James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, the head of the NSA, James Clapper, who, by the way, lied to the Congressional Committee last year under oath, saying that Americans were not under surveillance. Those and other heads may very well roll. Now, I have to say, Trump wasn't correct when he tweeted that he was being wiretapped. That was a technical faux pas. But he was right that he was being surveilled, as Mike Rogers, the high-level admiral in the NSA, actually went behind Clapper's back to Trump Tower on November 17th and tipped Trump off. The next day, Trump then immediately, after learning this, moved his headquarters to, I believe it was his golf country club in New Jersey. Now, Trump was right all along, and all those nefarious players, including Obama, knew it. Hence the Mueller false Russian collusion cover-up as a smokescreen for the real treason, as John says, John Stadtmiller. It's going to be an interesting year. So now let's go to the Bill Still report and Sean Hannity. So, Dan, go ahead and play that next clip of Bill Still. Appreciate it.
Good evening. I'm still reporting on the coup. This just in from Sean Hannity. It has now been confirmed that the fake Trump dossier was the primary thing that got the FISA court to allow the FBI to spy on the Trump campaign at Trump Tower in New York in the weeks before the 2016 election. This is way bigger than Watergate, and I was intimately involved in Watergate. As this unravels, lots of people are going to jail. Here's Hannity.
Hannity, we have massive breaking news tonight, the biggest, frankly, we have ever reported on about the Russia investigation. Sarah Carter is now reporting. Three sources are confirming to us that that phony, fake news, Clinton bought and paid for Russian propaganda dossier was, in fact, used to obtain FISA warrants and to surveil members of the Trump campaign. Now, these developments are just the tip of the iceberg, and they are beginning now to snowball, and they will make Watergate look like an insignificant blimp on your radar, historically speaking. Sarah Carter reporting, and we are also learning that more shocking information will be coming out in just days that will show systemic FISA abuse. This is the real Russia scandal, the real Russia collusion story. Now, the dossier was used to target an opposition party and criminalize political differences. Now, that's the real story. That's what the media has not and will not cover. And Democrats do not want you to know anything about. But unfortunately, they will be forced to cover the story. All of this is unprecedented in the history of this country. This is a sober moment. You need to understand this. We are on the precipice of one of the largest abuses of power in U.S. American history. And I'm talking about the literal shredding of the U.S. Constitution, your Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure. It is that serious. Now, this new information is confirming what we have now been saying and predicting for months on this show. The powerful tools of intelligence have now been politicized and used to influence a presidential election. Now, make no mistake about this. This scandal will reach the highest levels of the Obama intelligence community, the DOJ, the FBI. And what we're reporting on is only the beginning tonight. We'll talk to Sarah Carter about all the details in a minute. And also tonight, the president continuing to crush the Destroy Trump liberal media and the left's completely false narrative about Russia collusion.
It's a Democrat hoax that was brought up as an excuse for losing an election that, frankly, the Democrats should have won because they have such a tremendous advantage in the Electoral College. So it was brought up for that reason. But it has been determined that there is no collusion, and by virtually everybody. I will say this. I am for massive oil and gas and everything else and a lot of energy. Putin can't love that. I am for the strongest military that the United States ever had. Putin can't love that.
I spoke to three people, two congressional members, one person in the DOJ. They all confirmed at different levels that 100% the dossier was used at least in part. One person said was significantly a part of getting the FISA warrant. What are you reporting tonight?
I'm reporting the same. I have spoken to a number of sources, one senior law enforcement official and another in the DOJ, and the dossier was absolutely used as part of the FBI's ability to gain a warrant to basically spy on members of the Trump campaign.
But I think that there's a broader question here. Why would the FBI use a Democrat paid for dossier to actually surveil another campaign? But I think it's time, and Jim Jordan and I are here tonight to call on our leadership to say that what we need to do is let every member have access not only to that FISA application, but to all the outstanding work that Chairman Nunes has put forth in terms of gathering documents. It's time that every member has the access to those documents. And so we're calling on our leadership to make that available.
And that would mean the speaker. That would mean Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan.
And actually, it wasn't until October when the Washington Post first revealed that the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign had paid millions of dollars to Fusion GPS to basically go after this Trump-Russia collusion narrative. And that's when they hired Christopher Steele. And that's when Christopher Steele went back to some of his old cohorts, people that he had made contact with when he was a former spy in the FSB. And this is why these concerns have been raised. I mean, the Russians could have very easily, and according to my sources in the intelligence community, known right away that it was being paid for by the DNC and the Clinton campaign. They could have used it for their own propaganda purposes, and it appears that they have. And now what we're seeing is, what was the amount of the systemic abuse? Was there systemic abuse with the FISA warrants? Is it just related to the Hillary Clinton campaign, or does this go beyond?
And this story in the New York Times a week and a half ago, this was laughable. Four unnamed sources said,
A guy in Russia tells a guy in London who tells Papadopoulos, who tells an Australian diplomat, who tells the FBI.
Yeah, a 28-year-old shooting his mouth off in a bar. Now that's the reason they launched the Russian. It wasn't the dossier that we've been talking about for the last year. Come on, this is like pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That is just a laughable story. We know what caused this. It's the stuff we've been talking about.
I am hearing, and I'm just getting rumblings of this, that some of the details are beyond our imagination in terms of FISA abuse. Sarah Carter. I see Mark Meadows is shaking his head. Are you agreeing, Mark?
I am.
All right, go ahead and cut it, Dan. Let's take a break. We'll finish it up when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and then I'll comment on it and move on. See you in three, folks.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Yes, does that make me crazy? Does that make you crazy? Okay, could you imagine, folks, just imagine for a moment that Hillary won the election. All of this would have been swept under the rug. Do you understand now why Hillary made the comments that she made to some of her DNC staffers that if this SOB gets elected, we're all going to jail? I pose a question to you. How now? Do you keep these people out of jail? We know that Comey came on and just proselytized himself in front of the American people by saying, well, no charges are to be filed. We can't find any legitimate reason to charge her. Not. But there's nobody there now. Okay, the curtain has come down. The emperor has no clothes. Like Kennedy says, lots of people are going to jail. We can only hope. And it was used, this false dossier that upwards of $12 million was spent on, was used by Comey to get these FISA warrants. The real Russian collusion. Rod Rosenstein appoints Mueller for this smokescreen, for this magician's dance, spends millions of dollars trying to find Russian collusion, and it's them who has the real Russian collusion. as Hannity said, unprecedented in United States history, shredding the Constitution, making Watergate look like a Boy Scout camp. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. And the Obama intel and the DOJ and the FBI involved. How many members? Two congressional members and a DOJ representative confirmed this. So I ask you, can we be so lucky? Who was it before that kept Hillary out of jail? It was James Comey. James Comey's not there anymore. Now, in the little snippet that I picked up in listening to this plea, and it was an absolute passionate plea on Facebook yesterday from Dan Bongino, he was begging his Facebook followers and anybody else that was listening to hear this. Because evidently he's friends with Admiral Mike Rogers, who is an underling at the NSA, who went and tipped Trump off, unbeknownst to James Clapper. Again, remember, the guy who lied to a congressional committee about the surveillance and the fact that Americans weren't being surveilled. This is all coming down. The curtain is flung open, and all the lies are right out there on the table for people to see. So the question that I have is, who's going to protect them now, if anyone? Well, could it be the same people that make up all the other lies about the content and the topics that I've talked about in the past, specifically the Holocaust? And I'm going to get into that shortly. But in the meantime, folks, this is going to be better than a World's Fair, because we're not talking about months or years down the road. Now, we've been sitting patiently wondering, scratching our heads, what is Jeff Sessions doing? Why did he recuse himself from the Russian investigation? Well, according to Bongino, he's saying to have a little bit more patience, because it's not going to be years and it's not going to be months. It may not even be weeks. This stuff is going to be rearing its ugly head pretty quickly, because Nunez has already stated that if the FBI does not turn over the relevant documents that they have requested all the way back to last August, that he's going to start jailing the participants involved in the cover-up. Now, does this give us a reason to be excited? I would say no. But what it does do is it gives us a reason to be cautiously optimistic, shall I say? Because really, these players in this game, McCain, Obama, Hillary Clinton, all these people, and you go back and you look at the campaign, remember towards the end of the campaign when Obama was campaigning for Hillary Clinton? I recall him saying, not Bill, not me, no one is as qualified to run for president and be president of the United States than Hillary Clinton. Can you just imagine what would have happened had she won? All of this stuff would still be going on. We would be being surveilled, okay, to the nth degree. All of this stuff would have been swept under the rug. The Clinton Foundation would still be up and running and ready for business. We'll be back in three. The phone lines are open, by the way, throughout the program, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in and give your comments, because when I come back, we're going to start talking about the 40 questions regarding the Holocaust. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Yes, folks, you can stand me up at the gates of hell, and I'm not going to back down. And by the way, before I leave this topic, does this now answer the question why the lunatic left has ever since Trump was inaugurated has done everything in their power to discredit and ultimately get rid of President Trump? All the way up to this latest book by Michael Wolff, Fire and Fury, where they're saying that he's crazy and wanting a psychological evaluation. No, it's them that's crazy. But they're only crazy. They're crazy with fear. The fear that they're going to be found out and exposed and do the perp walk. That's what their real fear is. And fear is a big motivator for folks. Fear is the biggest emotion in the human genre. This explains, to me at least, why they are acting as crazy as they're acting. Now, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in for the balance of the show, because what I'm going to do now is I'm going to shift gears and I'm going to kind of revert back to a topic that I brought up earlier this week. And by the way, I'm nowhere near done with this, because I'm going to be, over the next week, maybe two, I'm going to start giving people some nuggets and go through snippets and maybe possibly the whole story of the greatest lie, or excuse me, the greatest story never told, thanks again to Marty in Idaho. And it's all going to, I'm going to approach this in such a way, like Judge Judy said, and I love Judge Judy, I used to watch her all the time, I don't anymore, But she coined a phrase that if it doesn't make sense, it's probably not true. So I'm going to approach this now from a very extreme cognitive rationale. And I'm going to pose this to you. I want you to think about this for any of you that have questions in your mind or are naysayers or whatever. So let's start this. 40 questions on the Holocaust. And by the way, this ties in with what's happening today, because the same people that possibly came up and generated these lies about the Holocaust are the same people behind the scenes are generating these lies about the Russian collusion. So it never stops. But number one, what proof exists that the Nazis practiced genocide or deliberately killed 6 million Jews? The answer? None. The only evidence is the contradictory testimony of individual, quote, survivors, and no survivor claims to actually have witnessed any gassings. There is no hard evidence whatsoever. There are no mounds of ashes. There are no piles of clothes, no crematoria capable of doing the job, no human soap, no lampshades made out of human skin, no records, no demographic statistics. Now, on the other hand, there exists extensive evidence of a forensic, demographic, analytical, documentary, it's anecdotal, and comparative nature, which clearly proves the impossibility of such a figure as 6 million Jewish dead. It's an exaggeration of possibly up to 1,000%. I want you to think about that. Now, by the way, I'm not speculating. I'm not throwing it out here saying it is or it isn't. Okay, I'm just like you. I want answers. All right, and I weigh the evidence just like a scale. And the preponderance of the evidence that I've been able to uncover up to this point has weighed way more conclusively that it didn't happen, rather than it did. But let's go to question two. How did German concentration camps differ from American relocation camps, which interned Japanese and German Americans during World War II? Well, except for the name, the only difference was that the Germans interned persons who were a real or suspected threat to the German war effort, whereas the Americans interned persons on the basis of their race or national origin alone. Think about that. Number three, why did the German authorities intern Jews in concentration camps? Well, because the Germans considered the Jews a direct threat to their national sovereignty and survival. Correctly, as it turned out, the Jews were overwhelmingly represented in Germany in communist subversion during the Weimar period. That's the period of really high inflation on a per capita basis. The Jews were highly overrepresented in government, in commercial, and in media positions. However, all suspected security risks, not just Jews, were in danger of internment once the war broke out. And on March 24, 1933, international Jewry declared war, international war, on Germany and ordered a worldwide boycott of German goods simply because the German government had removed Jews from influential positions and transferred the power back to the German people. The boycott order and the Jewish war against Germany were reported in the world print and broadcast media of that time. And false stories of German, quote, death camps, unquote, were in fact circulated even before the breakout of World War II. Therefore, the German view of the Jewish people as enemy aliens would seem to have been fully justified. Now, I'm talking to you from a cognitive, rational point of view. Put yourself in the position of these people that had overrun literature, had overrun theater, debauchery, homosexual clubs, just any manner of despicable sexual perversions that you can imagine. This was what was happening in Berlin as well as the rest of Germany back during that period of time. The Germans hated it. Now, number four, did Simon Wiesenthal once admit that there were never any death camps on German soil? And the answer to that question is yes. In the writing Books in Bookman, April 1975 issue, he claimed that the gassing of all of the Jews took place, not in Germany, but in Poland. Now, question five. Dachau is in Germany. If even Simon Wiesenthal now admits it was not a death camp, why do thousands of American veterans say it is or was? Because after the Allies captured Dachau and incidentally murdered dozens of the former staff without a trial, thousands of GIs were led through the camp and shown buildings alleged to be gas chambers. Now, this story was later quietly expunged from official Holocaust lore because it became too difficult to maintain in the face of known fact, and because Dachau was in the Allied occupation zone where access to the camp was too easy and unrestricted. En passant, the brief lifespan of the Dachau death camp version gave rise to the first critical examination and questioning of the Holocaust myth by historians and by some Allied veterans who noticed, well, discrepancies in what they had seen and what they had read in the official accounts. It would be many years, though, before this early Holocaust revisionism gained any momentum. Question number six. Auschwitz is in Poland, not Germany. Is there any proof that gas chambers for the purpose of killing people existed in Auschwitz? And the answer to that question is no. The gas chamber exhibited to tourists at Auschwitz could not possibly have been used to carry out executions. It is far too small, and it is not even airtight. And back in the 1980s, the American expert of whom I mentioned the other day, Fred Luchter, who builds gas chambers for American penal systems, took the scrapings from the walls of the Auschwitz alleged gas chamber for chemical analysis. He found no cyanide residue at all. The Auschwitz exhibit is a fake, pure and simple, a flimsy tourist trap. Number seven, if Auschwitz wasn't a death camp, what was its true purpose? It was a large-scale manufacturing complex. Synthetic rubber was made there, and its inmates were used as a workforce, in the same way in which inmate labor is increasingly being used in correctional systems throughout the United States today. You see any tie-ins? You see any similarities here, folks? Okay. Remember when, you know, there used to be the standing joke, if somebody went to prison, oh, you're going to be making license plates. No, they don't just do that anymore. They make desks. They make lamps. They make office furniture. They make a litany of different things. And there's a private, from what I understand, stock trading facility that's only available for the judges, politicians, and the prosecutors, and some attorneys, where they actually can invest in this. So, what about the infamous Zyklon B gas? Zyklon B is a commercially manufactured compound of hydrocyanic gas. It has a number of widespread industrial uses, including the fumigation of lice-infested clothing, the purpose for which it was applied at Auschwitz. Zyklon B is still manufactured worldwide and is commonly used and available today. Number nine. If Auschwitz was not an extermination camp, why did, and here's a critical one here, folks, why did former Commandant Rudolf Hess confess that it was? Well, let's go back. Why was Dick Cheney interviewed back in 2005, 2006, somewhere in that area, and said, well, sometimes we have to walk on the dark side? Why did they change the name of torture and make it enhanced interrogation? Because the United States didn't want to be accused of torturing these so-called terrorists, which weren't really terrorists at all, but were actually insurgents. Rudolf Hess was captured by the Russians and the Polish communists, and the man was brutally tortured. He signed his confession, the sole source, and again, I want to repeat, the sole source for the figure of 6 million dead Jews. He signed it in English, a language he could not read, and some pages of the original document are literally stained with Rudolf Hess blood. Hess was then conveniently executed so he could not be cross-examined. Does that make any sense? Does that tie in with any of the reports we heard about the Iraq War and Abu Ghraib? Same people. Well, maybe a different generation, but, you know, same bloodline, same people. Number 10. How long does it take to fully ventilate an area which has been fumigated with Zyklon B? Well, it takes about 20 hours. The whole procedure is extremely involved and very technical. Gas masks have to be used, as well as trained technicians. So, Rudolf Hess said in his confession that his men would enter the gas chamber 10 minutes after the Jews had died and remove the bodies. So, how do we explain this? It can't be explained, because it could not have happened like that. Had the Germans done this, they would have suffered the same fate as the allegedly exterminated Jews, because, as they said, it takes 20 minutes to fumigate. They were walking in, according to Hess's testimony, in 10 minutes. They would have died as well. Hess also said in his confession that his men would smoke cigarettes as they pulled the dead Jews out of the chambers, which 10 minutes before had been filled with gas. Folks, Zyklon B is explosive, highly explosive. That Hess confession is obviously false, and the 6 million figure as well. But you know what I think was happening here? I think that Rudolf Hess was probably a very intelligent man, and he was, in the course of his forced and tortured testimony, was putting out clues for historians later on to work through this and find out, to expose what a lie this really was, to vindicate Germany for these false crimes that they were, you know, accused of doing. Number 13, how could such a mass murder program have been kept secret from the Jews who were scheduled for execution? How could the Pope, the Vatican, the International Red Cross, and the Allied military intelligence not know? Well, given the acknowledged deficiency and penetration of the OSS, the British M15, the Soviet NKVD into the Third Reich, it could not have been kept a secret. Nor can one imagine any reason for the Allies, who were fighting to destroy Germany, not to make use of such a potentially powerful propaganda weapon, had there been any contemporary evidence at all during the war that such an event was occurring. How many Jews actually died in German concentration camps during the Second World War? According to this report, right, somewhere around 300,000. That fits pretty well with the Red Cross official report. How many Jews died in the Second World War? About 300,000. How many of them in the concentration camps? According to the Red Cross, I think it was 259,000. So subtract that. You got 41,000 other Jews inadvertently, maybe not in prison camps, that were interned in prison camps and died of typhus or whatever, about 300,000. That makes sense. Number 15, how did they die? Mainly from recurring typhus epidemics that ravaged war-torn Europe during this period. Because typhus is a disease which invariably appears whenever people are jammed together for long periods without bathing. It is carried by lice, which infect the hair and the clothes. And ironically, if the Germans had used more Zyklon B for disinfectant purposes, more Jews may have survived the concentration camps. Jewish prisoners, as well as many others, also died from starvation and lack of medical attention towards the end of the war, when virtually all rail and road transport had come to a standstill due to the intense Allied bombing campaign. Number 16. What is the difference whether 6 million Jews died or 300,000? What's the difference? 5,700,000. That's the difference. The key question is whether or not there was a deliberate, systematic attempt on the part of the Third Reich to exterminate the Jews of Europe. And the evidence clearly shows that there was not. And the focus of world attention now needs to shift to the identity, the activities, and the financial and political motivations of those who have inflicted on all humanity for the past 50 years the grotesque, slanderous, and evil lie that there was a Holocaust. I hear the break. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll go to Dave in Wisconsin when we get back. Stick around, Dave.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks. We're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I'm going to continue with this in a bit. I've got Dave in Wisconsin on the line. Dave, how you doing? What's on your mind, buddy?
Right. Yeah, next time, you're in the communication, next time you see Al Gore, it's kind of like cold as an iceberg up here in Wisconsin, so have him Have him send up some of his hot air up this way, will you?
Yeah, I've heard that the weather's not been too great up there. Go ahead.
Anyway, I studied about your age, right in there. I studied quite a bit about World War II history, and I listened through that video, and that's that's really important, I think, because that's the esoteric side of what Germany became under the National Socialist leadership. But the exoteric is important to understand as well. And I would never describe Adolf Hitler and the National Socialists as genocidists, but they were democidists. And proof of that would be the T4, the Tiergarten Vorstrasse program, that came early on, I think in 1939 or maybe early in 1940, where they started their eugenics program, and it wasn't focused or targeted at Jews, but the weak and the infirmed and the elderly. So that's important to look at, even though the Germans have to stop being demonized for being the font of all evil, and also the Catholic Church, because obviously Hitler was a Catholic in his youth until he went apostate. And just a couple of other points is there was a man that was a deep thinker, a German named Heinrich von Treitschke, described, he came before in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So his philosophy and logic was deeply involved with National Socialist movement in their thinking. And essentially what he said was one or the other would eventually rule. Either the Germans would or the Jews would. And then one last really, I think, pertinent point, and that 1933 declaration of economic boycott warfare against Germany, that's a validated fact. But in 1924, Hitler's first book was released, and he did demonize, let's say, all malcontents and people that were slackers and things like that. But there was a premier focus on Jewry and Jews, so that demonization came before that economic boycott. So keeping that all in context, I think, is real important.
I will do that. Dave, I got to let you go. I'm going to comment on it after the top of the hour break, though. We'll be right back in two. Michael Herzog, The American Weekend. Thanks for that input. I've written it all down, Dave. Thank you for your call.
I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.